Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Greg Cazera is here. Greg is an engineer and environmentalist. He's got decades and decades of experience in the natural gas, oil and gas industry. He represents the Shell Crescent folks up there in the West Virginia and Ohio and would like to be part of the New York Crescent Shell if they join him. He's the author of a number of books, including Learned Leadership, including The Truth About Hydrofracking, and called Just the Fracks, Ma'am. He's our good friend, Greg. Welcome back.
Jim, always fun to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So in a Wall Street Journal article today, in fact, Greg, there was a mention of the fact that the shale boom is not that it's not still booming, but it's off a little bit. And there was some question about the writers weren't sure if it was because, you know, for a long time, as you know, you've reported on the show, innovative ways of getting oil out of the ground was really ramping up the production. And they were just saying that maybe the innovation has leveled out, but other thoughts were the performance would not, I won't say peak oil, but overall availability is down a little bit. What do you think?
You know, I think what's happened is, first of all, for your listeners, we've got lots of oil, we got lots of gas in the ground. That's not the issue at all. And even technology and innovation are continuing. But if you look at the stocks of the major oil companies and the major gas, and I'm not talking about Exxon, I'm talking about U.S. companies like Antero Resources, EQT. These folks have finally figured out that if you look at their stock, they've dropped. EQT was over $100 a share. They were down, last time I looked, I sold it a long time ago, were like down to $10 or $15.
Wow.
They've lost all this share value.
Why?
And they suddenly realized that we're producing all this gas, and the price is, as a matter of fact, we dropped the price. And they can't blame the OPEC countries for that. When you're talking about gas prices, even oil prices, it was our production that drove those prices down.
Talking about natural gas, folks. He means natural gas.
Natural gas and even oil, because we're producing that. And what these companies, I think, have started to figure out, and your small business owners all understand this, if we're making $10 for, let's say we're making widgets, and we're not making any money on those widgets, we're kind of breaking even at $10.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we make more widgets?
So you're saying the industry has intentionally dialed back a little bit, you think?
I think they've had to dial back because Wall Street, it's funny that Wall Street wrote that article, because Wall Street forced the issue because they've gone back to these companies and, guys, you know, the whole oil and gas industry was based on production. That's how CEOs got their bonuses. You produce more,
right,
get more money. Well, it's small business owners. I'll tell you what.
What's
it's
that?
Not what I produce.
You got to reconcile supply and demand there, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's supply and demand. And so if I'm not making money on speeches, why would I give more speeches to say at a lower price?
Right.
And that's what's happened. Wall Street's really done this, and they've had to, because it makes sense, because these companies are not in very good shape. So we do need to see, and how do you? There's two ways you can do that. And you said supply and demand. You either dial back supply, at which they have to. I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the other alternative is what Shell Crescent's doing, is bringing industry back here into Ohio.
You've got a holistic approach. Your group has got a holistic approach to this. It's not monofaceted in terms of producing stuff. You guys are producing oil and gas and getting the customers to sit on top of it.
Right, and when you bring customers back and they're going to use that gas and you're going to use these liquids to produce petrochemicals, Now what you've got you're driving demand. Now that's what Shell Crescent does. We're not a government agency or even an oil and gas company. We're just a private group to bring industry back here to create jobs. So when we can, if we can do that, and we're having some success as companies move here and use that product, then those E&P companies can sell locally instead of putting their, you put that gas and oil on a pipeline, you lose money. I mean, that's what, if I'd rather sell my stuff locally and make more money than put it on a train and send it someplace else and pay for the freight.
Well, and another thing to point out with this, and we also have to realize the way the news media reports these things. You know, currently small business optimism is off the charts. It's been in record territory now for almost 3 years, and so if it goes down in 1 month by a tenth of a point, but it's still in record territory, the headline is small business optimism drops. And that's kind of what happened with this article I was just telling you about. You know, you guys went from 11, the country went from 11 million barrels a day, I'm sorry, 12 million barrels a day to 11 million barrels a day. Well, now that's a million drop, but that's not a giant number, especially when you consider the global economy is weakening, the demand softening. That would, to me, that would be, make sense that you'd want to drop supply if you don't have the demand.
Yeah, Jim, you are so spot on. I mean, and that's the stuff that those guys miss. And, you know, something else that's happening, and you'll hear about it next month, Shell Crescent, the group that I'm involved with, co-commissioned a study. And what you're going to see next month, in the last 10 years, U.S. consumers and businesses, particularly your listeners, have seen their natural gas prices go down in the last 10 years, and the savings have been in the billions.
And that's one of the reasons why, folks, these are some of the reasons why not only is your quality of life a lot better, but also inflation is holding inflation down.
Absolutely.
When your cost of power goes down, that holds inflation down. And that's good. That's a good thing. This is innovation. This innovation is one of the best things to happen. That's called good deflation. When you innovate lower prices, our friend Gary Schilling calls that good deflation, not bad deflation when people are afraid to spend money. Greg, I need your website, please.
Sure. Shale, S-H-A-L-E, Crescent, USA.com, and my personal website is gregcazera.com.
There you go.
A lot of information on the Shell Crescent USA website.
Check that out, folks. Greg's books are there at his website, gregcazera.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about this climate change debate with Greg Cazera. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.